Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory and the power, both now and forever. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. We bless the name of the Lord, and we want to welcome you back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings and Jesus Christ. He is absolutely the Lord of Lords. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, our God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom, and all of his righteousness and all of these other things shall be added unto us. We want to welcome you this morning, especially our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership. Glory be to God. We invite you to come on in and make yourself comfortable and have a seat at the breakfast table. The breakfast for champions is about to be served by the Holy Ghost. Because there is no time and distance in the spirit, and man shall live, hallelujah, not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen and amen. I am Dr. Alfreda Bradford. Glory be to God, the pastor. Amen. Glory be to God, the apostle, serving as the pastor, amen, until we install the next pastor, amen, of the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, and amen, and amen. We pray that everybody had a most lovely, lovely, lovely weekend, that whatever you did, amen, Jesus was on your mind, amen. The weather was beautiful, a little bit chilly over here, amen, but we want to thank God, amen, hallelujah, for nevertheless, amen, the Lord God, he is good. When the weather is cold, when the weather is hot, he's good in the rain, he's good in the snow, amen, glory be to God, he's good above ground, he's good underneath the ground, hallelujah, he's good. I tell you, no place you can go, amen, where God is not good, amen. So we come rejoicing in him on this morning, thanking God for a brand new day, thanking God for a brand new week, thanking God for a brand new season, thanking God, amen, for all things new, amen. The Lord said, behold, hallelujah, he is doing a new thing, amen, even right now. Somebody say right now, right now, right now, and right now, amen and amen. Want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Exodus, amen, chapter number 5, amen, glory be to God. As I begin reading, amen, hallelujah, in verses number 20 and 2, amen and amen. And it reads like this: Moses returned to the Lord and said, why, Lord, Why have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued your people at all. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country. Also, God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, where they resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the church say hallelujah. Let the church say hallelujah. Let the church say hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Today we begin our series. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Where is the power? This is the power series. Where is the power? Oh, glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. We want to thank God. Amen. For his word. We want to thank God for the living word. We want to thank God for the eternal word. The word of God from everlasting to everlasting. The word of God that does not fade away. The word of God that never returns unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Until the mission is accomplished. It will always accomplish everything, amen, that God sends it out to do. We thank God. Hallelujah. Beloved, in our scripture on today, the Lord and Moses was having a conversation. Oh, my God. Thank God that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And the same way God was having a conversation with Moses, the same way Moses and the Lord was rapping, hallelujah. Let me tell you, beloved, God will talk to you the same way today. Oh, glory be to God. He was just not partial to Moses. Hallelujah. But he will talk with you. He will walk with you. He will tell you that he is your own. Beloved, when you talk to God, God will talk back to you. Because God is looking for fellowship. Oh, glory be to God. This is why Jesus came. This is why Jesus died. This is why Jesus rose again. Hallelujah. And the veil was rent. was rent in twain. It was rent in two from the top to the bottom. Glory be to God. To let you know that man had nothing to do with the redemption of mankind. Now, glory be to God, but Jesus came that we might have fellowship, hallelujah, with the King of glories. Oh, glory be to God. And so here we see God speaking to Moses. Hallelujah. And we know that Moses had been on an assignment. Glory be to God. We know the story about Moses. Glory be to God. When Pharaoh was out to kill all the male babies, he couldn't get his hands on Moses. Why? Because he was called. He was called. Glory be. He was chosen. Somebody said, many be called, but few be chosen. He was handpicked by God for a mission, for an assignment. God knew that Moses would eventually surrender and tell the Lord yes. Oh, glory be to God. He knew that Moses would run out of excuses sooner or later. And Moses, because of the heart that was in Moses, Moses had the heart of a leader. Moses had the heart of a shepherd. Moses had the heart of a pastor. Moses had the heart of a deliverer. And God knew it because God gave it to him. And he knew that sooner or later, Moses was going to say, yes, Lord, not my will, but thine will be done. Glory be to God. And Moses grew up 40 years under the king. He knew what it was to live in royalty. He knew what it was to live in extravagance. Oh, yeah. He knew what it was to live in riches. Glory be to God. And after 40 years up on his high horse, up on the mountain of life, he knew what it was to live 40 years on the bottom, in the wilderness, running for his life. Oh, glory be to God, which made him very, very, very humble. The Bible says he was one of the most humblest man that walked the planet Earth. Oh, we thank God for Brother Moses. But Moses was called to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let God's people go. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we know, beloved, that Pharaoh didn't give in real easy. He didn't give in on the first call. Beloved, I tell you, sometimes the devil don't give up the first time you come praying, the first time you come binding, hallelujah, the first time you come loosing and binding and loosing, we find out the devil don't necessarily give up on the first go round. The first time you come with your prayer partners, touching and agreeing, one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10, glory be to God. Sometimes we find out that the devil don't give up on the first go round. Oh, glory be to God. And if we tell the truth of the matter, beloved, he don't give up on the second, the third, or the fourth either. Some of us, glory be to God, have been contending in warfare for a long time for the same thing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But because of violence, take it by force. Baby, let me tell you something. When God says enough is enough, let me tell you something. When your season of deliverance has come, baby, let me tell you something. When you contend with the faith long enough to be where you're supposed to be in God's timing, baby, let me tell you something. When that second hand on God's clock says it's time, let me tell you something. It ain't no devil in hell that can stop the manifestation of what God wants to do for you. There is no devil in hell that stops the manifestation of the things you have prayed for, the things you have believed for. You hear what I'm saying? Glory be to God. And so now we see God in a conversation with Moses and said, Moses, now you will see. He says, I know you've been moving by faith prior to now, Moses. I applaud you for your faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please me. But am a rewarder of them who diligently seek me. Ah, my God. He said, Moses, because you have believed, now you will see. We taught on last week, hallelujah, that seeing is not believing. Hallelujah, but believing is seeing, that you will see when you believe. He said, you held on long enough. He said, now because you have believed, he said, now you will see. Somebody said, taste and see. That the Lord God, he is good. David said, I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He said, Moses, he said, now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh because of my mighty hand. He will let them go. Glory be to God. God said, I'm about to show Pharaoh who he think he's playing with. Oh, God said, I'm about to show your enemies. Yeah, the ones that's been hating on you. Yeah, glory be to God. The one with the evil in the heart, the jealousy in the heart, the ignorance in the heart. Come on, somebody. Yeah, those practicing witchcraft and voodoo and sprinkling of the salt and praying at the evil altar, at that witchcraft altar. Yeah, yeah, God said, I'm about to show them something. Yeah, those that think they're stronger than you because they got more money than you. They think they got more clout than you. They think they got more recognition than you. They think they got more education than you. They think they got more connections to you. God said, I'm about to show them who you connected to. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He said, be still, Moses. And see the salvation of the Lord. What to do when you don't know what to do? Be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, glory be to God. God said this. God said, hallelujah. I can show Pharaoh, hallelujah, better than I can tell him. God said, the talking is over. The conversation is over. You ain't got to say another word. You ain't got to call no more. You ain't got to send another text. You ain't got to send another email. You ain't got to send another certified letter. Glory be to God. Said, the conversation is over. Hush. Just shut up. God says, I'm about to show them my power. Oh, hallelujah. Can we give the Lord an amen? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God says, I'm about to make known, fully known. He uses the word fully known to Pharaoh, not partially known. Sometimes things happen in people's lives and they scratch their heads and say, well, maybe that was God and maybe that was the devil and maybe that was God and maybe that was me. Maybe that was God, and maybe that was somebody else. But God said, make no mistake of Jacob. When this thing go down right about here, when what go down that's about to go down, ain't going to be no guessing up in here, up in here, up in here. Because everybody going to know. Everybody going to know. Who Jesus is. My God, my God. I'm glad I know, I'm glad I know, I'm glad I know who Jesus is. God said, amen, hallelujah, I'm about to make myself fully known. I'm not coming 50%, I am not coming 75%, and I'm not coming 99%. But the Lord said, I'm about to do this thing 100. God said, I'm about to do this thing 200. I'm about to blow this thing up right about now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then he said, told Moses, he said, not only will Pharaoh know, but he told Moses in verse number 7, he said, then you gonna know. Then you gonna know. Beloved, let me tell you something. When we read in the book of Matthew, chapter number 22, verse number 29, and the scripture says this, Jesus answered and said unto them, you are mistaken. You are in error, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. God said, you're tripping up, boo. Because you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the my power. Because, see, the scriptures and my power are one and the same. I am the power. I am the word. In the scriptures, which is the written word of God, the living word of God, the mind of God, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. God said, you keep shrinking back. Because you don't know, glory be to God, the scriptures. You're not in the book. Glory be, you don't know my power. Glory be to God, you don't know who I am. God said, I can flip this thing over in a second. God said, I can take you from the ghetto to the top of the mountain in a second. God said, I can take you from poverty to prosperity in a second. God said, I can take you from death, from the death door. The doctors have surrendered, given up on you, and extend your life another 50 years. God said, I can turn the whole shade, your whole shade. I can move you from black to white. I can move you from gray to white. God said, I can move you from the red to the black. Glory be to God. I can move you from bankruptcy. Glory be to God to multimillionaire in the same cotton picking day. You don't know my power. You just playing with me. You just running around a few words, a few acronyms, but you really don't know my power. You haven't no point of reference. You haven't gone in that far. You haven't experienced the real me, the all of me. You just have scratched the surface. God is good. Yes, he is. Ain't he good? Yeah, he good. But you don't know my power. You really don't know who I am, because if you knew who I was, you wouldn't be sweating so much. If you knew who I was, your blood pressure wouldn't be so high. If you knew who I was, you wouldn't be in fear. If you knew who I really was, you wouldn't be in doubt. If you knew who I really was, you would be going forward instead of backwards. If you knew who I really was. But you don't know me. And this is why you're in error. This is why you keep messing it up. You keep messing it up because you're trying to do it yourself. Glory be to God. You're getting in front of me. But you're trying to help me out. God said, I didn't ask for your help. Hey, my God. Sookie. Glory be to God. You're exhausted. You got no energy left. Why? Hallelujah. Because you're moving in the flesh instead of the spirit. You're not walking by faith. Your flesh is in the way. You got a headache. Do you want to know why you got a headache? Racking your brain trying to figure out how you going to do what only God can do. Somebody said, with man, it might be impossible, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. Glory be to God. That's why you keep making a mistake. Why? Because, hallelujah, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. My God, you're messing it up because you don't know the scriptures nor the power of God. But God said, I'm about to show you too, Moses. Somebody said, God is about to show me. God is about to show me. Glory be to God. Lord, help my unbelief. God, help elevate my faith. I'm thinking too low. I'm thinking like a grasshopper. God ain't never called you a grasshopper. God ain't never called you a worm. God has called you a child of God. Hallelujah. Born again believer. Place his spirit in you. You already seated up in heavenly places, but you're thinking too low. Ah, my God, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah, beloved. Small problems only need small solutions. Hey, hey. But when we face great problems, God has a opportunity, hallelujah, to exercise his great power. As the Hebrews troubles, they grew steadily worse. Their troubles got worse and worse and worse. Every day, it got worse. Looked like it was going deeper. Looked like it was getting deeper. It was either bad news or no news. No news and bad news. Hallelujah. Anybody been there? Maybe some of you there right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you tell the truth, say, but you know what? Pastor, I'm trying to hold on to my faith, but I don't see nothing better. Glory be to God. But God said, keep on believing. Because you believe, you will see. That's what he told Doubting Thomas. Blessed are those who believe and don't see. Somebody give the Lord a praise up in here on this morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, God plan to intervene with his mighty power from the beginning. He was setting them up. I said it was a test. Somebody say, you in a test? You in a test. You've been God been testing you from the beginning. God haven't forgotten about you. He want to see if you're going to back up. He want to see if you're going to renege. He want to see if you're going to throw in the towel. He want to see how you're going to react. Why? Because you're in training for reigning. God has never forgotten about you. It is impossible for God to forget about you. Huh? But it's possible for you to forget about God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. But God had planned to intervene from day one because it is his plan to bring us to an expected end. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody. Give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. God intended to perform great miracles to deliver them before Moses was even put in the water. Before Moses' mama even pushed baby Moses out, God had already intended to deliver the Israelites. Baby, it was a setup. Hallelujah. God was orchestrating this thing. Look, it might appear as though God is not on the scene, but I want to tell you that God don't miss a beat. God don't blink an eye. Hallelujah, beloved, and you are the apple of his eye. Hallelujah. He see the struggles. He see what you're going through. He sees the tears. He sees the pain. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But, somebody say, but. The Lord delivers them out of them all. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Woo, beloved, how big are your problems today? I want to ask you a question as we begin this week. How big are your problems? How big are your health problems? How big are your money problems? How big are your relationship problems? Huh? How big are your mental problems, psychological problems, social problems? Huh? What's your issue? The woman came to Jesus with the issue of blood. Beloved, love, what's your issue? Later for hers, because she got her deliverance. She got her answer. She got her healing. Let's talk to the ones, amen, that's still dealing with their issues. How big is your issue today? Brother, be the God. How did I come to tell you? Can't nobody do you like Jesus? Can't nobody do you like the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Beloved, big problems put you in a perfect position to watch God provide big solutions. I said, glory be to God, you right where you need to be. Faith. Just a little bit of faith. Faith, just a little bit of faith. I say, you don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, just a little bit of faith. But let me tell you something. God flexes his muscles on big problems. Matter of fact, he's the one that allowed it to accumulate to that level of bigness. to that level of greatness. Some of us have great problems. God said, yeah. Because he can show off now. He can show off and reveal to your enemies. Reveal, amen, to those criticizing you, laughing at you, those waiting for you to fall. Yeah, those waiting to bury you. Yeah, those that have been talking about you. Yeah, God, now he's ready to prove to them and prove to you. Because you need a little bit more proof yourself right about now. Glory be to God that I got the power. I don't want you to be mistaken anymore. All power belongs to God. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the first and I am the last. I am God. Whoo! And I am not a joke. I am not a joke. They was laughing at Daniel. They thought it was over. They said, get the funeral ready. When they dropped him down at the bottom of the den. Glory be to God. God says, I am God. He pulled Daniel up out of the nick of time. I'm telling you, God is pulling somebody up right now. Can you believe it and give the Lord a shout? You will not be eaten up by the tigers and the bears and the lions, baby. God is about to exercise his power. That court judgment is not going to take you under. Your enemies are not going to take you under. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up in the fiery den, but God displayed his power. Pull them out in the nick of time. I'm telling you, that fiery situation will not destroy you and burn you up. Because God is about to display his power. Beloved, we got to believe that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Paul and Silas locked up in jail. They thought they was going to rot there. Stone them to death. God said, not so. God displayed his power. His power was so strong, he caused the earth to quake. Let me tell you, it's about to be a shaking up over here. God is about to shake up your world. There's about to be an earthquake. There's about to be a rattling and a rolling. What is it? It's the power of God moving in your behalf. Beloved, I come to tell you, where is the power? God has the power. Beloved, in the same way, God delivered the Israelites, the same way God delivered Paul and Silas, the same way God delivered Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, the same way God delivered Jesus when Jesus was in the grave. Oh, come on, somebody, Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. The same power that resurrected Jesus out of the grave is the same power that's living in you. Glory be to God. Which stretched out, hallelujah, God will stretch out his arm and deliver you. Done it already. And rid you of all your bondages. I ask you to decree and declare and declare and decree with me this morning. That with stretched out arm, the Lord has delivered you and rid you out of all your bondages. Why? Because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he's the God that does not change. Glory be to God.
Beloved, Exodus 15 and 6, glory be to God, hallelujah. God will release his glorious power against your enemy. Why are you sweating your enemy? You know why God tells us to pray for our enemy? Because they need it. And they're going to really need it when God start moving. When God start kicking butt. Oh, well, God didn't kick Pharaoh's butt. He allowed Pharaoh to be drowned. No, okay, what that mean? That means Pharaoh died. You see why we got to pray for our enemies? Huh? You see, it's a terrible thing to mess with the church. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Baby, if you had any clue who you was messing with, you would have never gotten, you would have never gone this far. Pharaoh would have never gone that far. And some of your enemies done went too far. You hear what I'm saying? But guess what? You ain't got to back them up. Because God said, I got this. God said, I'll be a friend to your friends and an enemy to your enemies. Don't even break a sweat. Hey, don't even break. Baby, go drink yourself some tea. What you like? Lemonade, hot tea, cold tea, hot coffee, cold talk coffee. Come on, baby. Huh? What you want to do? Glory be to God. You been to the movie yet? Amen. Black Panther, the new release. It's going to probably be on, amen, demand in a minute. Amen. Go to the movie. Check a movie out. Glory be to God. Go get yourself a massage. Hey, glory be to God. Let God handle his business. Woo! My God, I feel the Holy Ghost on this Monday morning. Hallelujah. Beloved, God will let fear and dread fall upon the enemy by the greatness of his arm until you pass over. Read Exodus 15 and 16 if you don't believe me. Exodus chapter 15 and verse 16. God will arrest your enemies while you pass over. While you pass over into the land of promise, while you pass over into the land of healing, while you pass over into the land of abundance, while you pass over into the land of increase, glory be to God. Although the giants will be there, I will not be afraid. For he brought me out to take me into the promised land. For he brought me out to take me into the promised land. For he brought me out to take me in to the promised land. Where is the power? God has all the power. All the powers belong to God. Beloved, stop coming up short. But get to know the scriptures, hallelujah, so that you might know the power of God. The same way, as quick as we can blink an eye, God can turn your whole life around. You have people scratching their heads, say, how the heck did you get here? What secrets were you holding back? It'll have you, beloved, glory be to you. And I'm finished. I want you to write this last scripture down. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can find it in Psalms. One hundred and twenty-six division of Psalms, verse number one. And it says to this, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. They said, we thought we was dreaming. They said, this blessing was so big, we thought we was dreaming. This thing was in living color. We thought we was dreaming. Huh? Glory be to God. How we glory, we glory be. We didn't know if it was real or if it was a dream. That's how pretty it was. That's how much it was. That's how beautiful it was. Huh? Maybe you don't know who you're dealing with. We're dealing with God. Not only is God able to make your dream come true, not only is God able to help you to live the dream, glory be to God, beloved, hallelujah. He's able to give it to you and exceed your expectations. And it ain't got nothing to do with your enemies, because your enemies about to get out the way. They about to be forced out of the way. They blocking your vision and blocking your view. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage you to look up. Hallelujah. Look up and keep on looking up. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Keep your eyes up to the hills. From which cometh your help, because your help cometh from the Lord. Where is the power? All the power belongs to God. Whew. And we'll pick up here tomorrow, if the Lord says so. Father God, my God, my God, my God. Ah, we feel the Holy Ghost like fire shut up in our bones. My God, how you have downloaded this message of deliverance for somebody that was questioning, somebody who was stuck, somebody, Father God, didn't know which way to go, what to do. We thank you for reminding us today, Father God, that as soon as you snap, you could snap your finger and our whole world will be changed. You could do it in five. Don't take you 5 years. Don't take a 5-year business plan. Don't take a 5-month business plan. Don't take a 5-week business plan. Don't take a 5-day business plan. And don't even take a 5-hour business plan. Don't even take a 5-minute business plan or a 5-second business plan. You can do it in a second. Literally, in 1 second. Our whole world could be turned around. Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. I decree and I declare and I declare and I decree that by time the sun goes down today, somebody will stretch out their faith and believe the scriptures and believe the power of God and experience the breakthrough. Hallelujah. And testify, my God, my God, that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, somebody say, tell me. Somebody say, tell me, where would we be? Thank you. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time of day. Order us, lead us, guide us, direct us, instruct us. Woo! Thank you, Father God. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions. It will not take root. Ah, my God. It will not come to pass. And we say thank you. Father God, hallelujah. We seal this word today. Hallelujah. By the word, by the blood, by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meet us at the altar of prayer today, beloved, at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has never given us an excuse to renege in prayer. Hallelujah. While we waiting for the blessing, we pray. Hallelujah. While we have the blessing, we pray. Hallelujah. The blessing don't have nothing to do with our prayer life. Hallelujah. Because there's higher heights as we move from faith to faith and from glory to glory. There's always somebody to pray for. Come on, somebody. Meet us at the altar as we pray on today. Lord's willing, we'll be back here tomorrow as we continue in our series, Where is the Power? Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that you have been encouraged. Hallelujah. Pastor Alfreda. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My pleasure to be in God's service on this day and every day. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless the prayer warriors as they come today. And we say thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Love you. Hallelujah. I'm too high right now. I'm too high. I don't even want to come down. Hallelujah. I'm about to sign off and continue my praise. And as we conclude our service, don't conclude your praise. Because when the praises go up, the blessings come down on our blessings.
Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.